Welcome to OU.org and www.etshalom.com. My name is Yitzhak Etshalom, and I am pleased to be studying Sefer Shmuel with you. We are now in Shmuel Bet, Perek Yod Zion. We are about to follow Achitophel's next bit of advice to Avshalom to see whether or not, as David's prayer, that Achitophel's advice be confounded will be fulfilled, and indeed we will see his downfall, or whether he will continue to be a trusted advisor to Avshalom and successfully help him oust David and continue the rebellion. Let me select 12,000 men. And tonight will come and will chase David through the night. And will catch up to him. I'll come to him, and he'll be tired and weak. And I'll frighten him. And everyone else will run away. All of his army will run away. And I will slay him alone. In other words, Achitophel is giving Avshalom full advice of how to defeat David and how to kill him. And I will bring everybody back to you. All of the nation will have its loyalty to you. There will be no divided loyalties. David will be dead. And all of the elders liked the idea. They thought it was a good idea. And this, of course, to us, bodes nothing but ill. And now, Avshalom, kra nagam l'chushai ha'arki. Let's call Chushai. He also knows David. Let's see what he has to say. And Chushai, of course, has built up his credibility by being silent when the advice was given to Avshalom to have relations with all of David's pilagshim. And so therefore he is in a position to respond here, and watch how wise his silence was. So Chushai came to Avshalom, and Avshalom said, this is what Achitophel advised. Shall we do his, fulfill his advice or not? Speak up. Notice how he says it. This time Achitophel's advice is not good, and he explains why. You know your father, you know his men. They are valorous. They're also very embittered, which means they're going to fight as desperados and very valiantly. Kedov shakul basadeh, like a bear who has been bereft of his young in the field. Vavicha ishmil chamav lo yalina tam. He's a man of war. He's not going to let the people just sleep. He's hiding in one of the caverns, in one of the hidden places. And the minute that we attack any of them, and then the new word is going to come out that we've been attacked, because he will be able to ambush us and attack us. He is also a valorous man with a lion's heart. You think he's going to melt? Everyone knows your father is mighty. And the soldiers who are loyal to him and are with him, everybody knows that they are mighty. And therefore, they are not going to cave in, and they are going to indeed frighten your people, and it's going to go bad for you. This is my advice. Let gather everyone to you. Don't take a shock troop right now. Gather everyone to you, midan viad bershava, kechola sharalayam larov, as numerous as the sand by the sea, ufanechol chim bakrav, and then you can lead them out to war. Uvanu elav biachan mekomot ashenim tzasham, then we'll find where he is, v'nachnu alav, and we'll camp over him, we'll set up camp over him, kasher yipol atal al hadama, v'nodar po, notar bo, uvechol anashim asher ito gam echad. And then we will nail them like dew falling on the ground, and nobody will be left. In other words, let's mass a huge army to attack David. We've got to attack David on our terms, which is huge numbers, as opposed to on his terms, which is guerrilla-type fighting. And let's say he goes into a city. We'll go into the city and we will take ropes and we will take the entire city down to the Nachal. If we have the whole army with us, any city that tries to protect him, we'll take the whole city down. And we won't have a problem. We need massive numbers. By the way, that piece of advice is something that's going to come back in an interesting, circuitous way in Perek Chaf. And so now Avshalom and all of his advisors said, you know what? Hushai's advice is better than Achitofel's. And the truth is that Achitofel's advice was better, but Hashem wanted to refute it in order to defeat Avshalom. In other words, Achitofel's advice was better. David's men were tired. David was not in such a great fighting spirit, and had they attacked them that night, David might have indeed been defeated. But Hashem decided he wanted to keep Avshalom's advice, Avshalom from taking good advice, so he had him convinced to take Hushai's advice, and that's why he said what he did. And now Hushai speaks Bechshai, play on his word. He speaks quietly to Tzadok and Aviatar. This is what Achitofel said. This is what I said. Send quickly, meaning send your sons, Jonathan and Achimaetz. Go tell David. Don't sleep in the desert. Get out of here. Because maybe you'll be swallowed up. In other words, Hushai does not know that his advice is going to be preferred. And he knows that Achitofel's advice is for them to attack David immediately. He sends a message for them to get out of there. So they were right outside of the city in Ein Rogel. So there was a shifcha who went out of the city, which is a very easy thing for her to do, getting water, whatever reason. And she went and told them, Mehem Yalchu, and they went, V'gidu l'melech David, ki lo yichlu le'ra'od lavo a'ira. They cannot come into the city. They got to remain outside. So they're going to remain outside. She'll go tell them the message, and they'll run to David. V'yar otam na'ar v'aged la'avshalom. In the meantime, one of the kids saw Yonatan Achimatz outside and told Avshalom. And so these two boys ran off quickly. They ran into Bachurim, the nearby town, and there was a man who had a well in his courtyard, and they went into the well to hide, because right now Avshalom's people are going to come after them, because the boy told. She put a cover over the bear with some leaves, and nobody knew that there was a bear there, and certainly not that people were hiding there. So Avshalom's servants came to the woman at the house. So they said, where are these boys? They passed over the water. They were looking for somebody, they were looking for something, they crossed over the water, they didn't find him, they went back to Shalayim, which of course is going to turn the, and this is very much like Rahab's words to the king of spies, the king's messengers, and that effectively turned them around to go back to Shalayim. And now after these guys went, they got out of the well, they found David in the city, and they told him, I'm Rule David, Kumu v'ivru mehera tamayim, let's quickly cross the water, that's the Jordan, ki chacha yatzach lechem Achitofel, this is what Achitofel wants to do to you. V'yakum David v'chol am asher ito v'avru at ha-yarden, they crossed the Yarden, ad or ha-boker, by morning they crossed the Jordan, ad echad lo nedar, and everyone was with them, asher lo var at ha-yarden. Achitofel ra'a kilona statzatob. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, back in Yerushalayim, Achitofel saw that his advice was not taken. So while David was running away, Avshalom was not sending troops after him. V'achavoshet achamor, he saddled up his donkey. V'yakum elecha bito eliro, he went back to Gilo, to his city. V'atzav el bito, he told him, command charged his family, you know, did a will and a last will and testament. V'yechanak, he choked himself. V'yamod v'kaver v'kaver aviv, he died and he was buried in his father's grave. And he killed himself because he realized that he was a dead man. He was no longer the favorite advisor of Achitofel. He evidently sensed that David would win, and David would certainly exact vengeance from him for siding with his son against him. David ba Machanayim, in other words, back to David. But David went to Machanayim in Jordan. And now the next day, Avshalom crosses the Yarden with the entire army, just as Hushai had advised. Et Amasa sam Avshalom tachet Yoav al tzava. This fellow Amasa, we'll learn about him in a second, was made head of the army in place of Yoav, meaning this is Avshalom's chief of staff. Amasa ven ish ushmo Yitra Yisraeli. His name was Yitra, Avshalom's father, Amasa's father. This entire piece is very difficult, and the Midrash fills in some blanks about who this woman is and who Nachash is. And in Divrei Yamim, it's Yitra HaYishma'eli, not HaYisraeli. In any case, he is somehow related to Yoav, because he evidently had relations with Avigail, who is a cousin of Yoav. Vayichan Yisrael Avshalom Eretz HaGilad. So they all encamped in Gilad. In other words, both of the armies are outside of Eretz Yisrael. They're in Gilad. Vayhi Chivot David Machanayim. Now, going back, when David came to Machanayim, Shoviva Nachash Rabat Bnei Amon. So this is a man who is the son of Nachash. Now, if you recall, we had gone to war against them. After Nachash, David had sent advisors as a delegation of consolation to Nachash's son, and they were shamed, and David went to war. And nonetheless, this elder statesman from Amon came out, Umachir ben Amiel Milodvar, somebody else who would have reason not to like David. Because remember, he was giving refuge to Mephibosheth. Uvarzilai ha-giladi miroglim. These three wealthy men came out. Mishkav v'sapot. They brought out beds and cups, uchle yotzer, and all sorts of ceramics. V'chitim u'sorim, grains, v'kemach, flour, v'kali, and toasted corn. Ufol v'arashim v'kali, and all sorts of other legumes. Udvash v'chama v'tson u'shvot bakar. They brought out honey and milk and lamb, and calf meat, or cow meat, higishu leDavid, so they brought David everything he needed in the Machanayim. V'la'am asher ito, not just for David, but for his entire army. L'chol, ki amru ha'am, ra'ev v'ayef, v'tzameh b'amidbar. Because everyone said that this army is hungry and thirsty and tired out in the desert. And so these people came and supported him. So David, while he was in exile, nonetheless had good support and was living, wouldn't say necessarily well, but was not suffering overly in his exile in Machanayim. We will pick up with Perek Yod Chet in the next podcast and see what happens to David by the end of Perek Yod Chet. Really, all of the matters will essentially be settled, but we will see how that plays out. Everyone should have a wonderful day.